Do you ever feel like you keep praying for things and then you just don't see that many answers to your prayers? There's a very good reason why you're not getting the answers or the results you want after you've been praying. So today I'm going to show you how to pray in a very effective way that means that your prayers are answered and you get exactly what you want. I'm speaking from a non-religious point of view, but this can help you no matter what religion you have or if you don't have any religion at all. So before I show you the most effective way to pray, let's start by getting the basics cleared up. What is the meaning of the word prayer? What does it mean to pray? And if you look up the dictionary definition of prayer, it simply says the act of speaking to God. So let's delve into that statement. Who is God or what is God? And the truth of that matter is that nobody really knows entirely, but there are a lot of people, myself included, who have had spiritual experiences that give them some insight into what or who God is. My personal belief is that you are God. I am God. We are God. God is everybody, everywhere, and everything. I don't believe that God is a person. I don't believe that God is a man sitting in heaven with a white beard, punishing people down there and giving them certain benefits like tickets to heaven. I don't believe any of that stuff, but I am very spiritual and I do believe in a spiritual presence that created everything and that is everything. So why would you want to speak to God? Why would you want to speak to this spiritual presence? A lot of people say that speaking to God is just like having a conversation with a friend. And why do we want to have a conversation with a friend? It's really just to help us to make sense of our own thoughts. And if you've ever paid any attention to your own thoughts, then you'll become aware that most of your thoughts are automatic. You don't have any control over them. They just pop into your head randomly and you didn't plan them. You didn't decide that they were just coming in there. They just popped into your head. Most thoughts come in and out of your mind as you go through the day and you don't give them another thought. But there are certain thoughts that might be more powerful or might be more persistent. And when that happens, you suddenly become aware of your thoughts. You become conscious that you are thinking something and you start to analyze that thought. So when you speak your thoughts either to another person or to God, you are becoming conscious of your thoughts and you are expressing your thoughts. You have analyzed that thought and you've decided that that is a thought that you want to think, or you might be trying to process that thought and decide whether it is something that you want to think and believe. And because we can pray to God in our minds, really, it's just like thinking another thought. It's just like being conscious of a thought. And whether you are recognizing or expressing your own thoughts to yourself or to God, it doesn't really matter because those thoughts are still being expressed. And there are a few different reasons why you want to consciously express your thoughts either to yourself or to God. And here are the reasons. You want to express gratitude, either for something that has already happened or something that you want to happen in the future. Another reason that you might want to express your thoughts is that you might want to recognize that something happened that you didn't like. And whether or not you were the one who caused the thing or somebody else caused it or it was just some random thing that happened, something happened that you didn't like. Some people might call this a confession, but I like to think of it as a realization that something happened that you didn't want to happen. At the point of confession, some people also like to ask for forgiveness, or they like to forgive themselves or forgive other people. But I don't think that forgiveness is necessary, and that's because I don't believe in free will. And I have a video all about free will, so if you want to know what I think about free will, you can go and watch that. And the reason why I don't believe in free will is because if you've noticed your thoughts, you know that they just randomly pop in there and you didn't decide them. And when you don't believe in free will, then you've got no choice but to automatically forgive everybody and yourself for anything they've done because they didn't choose to do it. And the third and most common reason to pray is to ask for something that you want. And it doesn't matter whether you are asking for something for yourself or for somebody else, you still have a desire for something that you want to manifest in your physical reality. And when most people think of the word pray, they often think of asking or requesting that they get something they want. They might be asking for help, or they might be asking for a particular thing in their life. And this is the most common use of prayer. And this is what I want to focus on today. And this is the stumbling block for most people and why most people don't get the answers they want to their prayers. So what are some of the reasons why prayers go unanswered, why basically you don't get the results you want to your prayer? The main problem that I see when it comes to prayer is that it's not specific enough. I used to go to church and I would hear people praying for other people and I would think, how is that ever going to achieve a particular result? Like, for example, the minister would stand up and say, does anybody want prayer for anybody today? And the people in the congregation would say, yes, Mary is struggling with cancer. Can you pray for her? And then the minister would say a prayer that sounded something like this. God, please be with Mary today as she goes through these struggles. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, God is always with Mary. God is in Mary. God created Mary. God's in all of Mary's experiences. So to me, there's no point in praying that God be with Mary because God's always with Mary anyway. And I do recognize the difficulty in praying for something very specific in a congregation because you don't know exactly what that person wants to pray for Mary. You don't know what result that person wants to get and Mary's not there. So you don't know what result Mary wants. So it's very difficult to pray. And I was just thinking after half an hour of these kind of prayers, I was thinking, what a waste of time. Nobody's going to get any results because nobody's prayed for any results here. To me, it would be far better to sit in silence and just pray your own individual prayer using the formula that I'm going to teach you in a minute. The second reason why people don't get answers to prayer is that they simply didn't believe that the prayer was going to get answered. They didn't believe that the thing that they were praying for was ever going to happen. You need to expect and assume that your prayer is going to be answered in the way you want. And this can take a certain level of confidence, but hopefully after watching a lot of my videos, you'll get to that place of confidence and recognizing who you are, and you'll be confident in who you are and the powers that you have. Another reason why prayers go unanswered is because the person simply doesn't feel worthy to receive the answer they want, especially if they're praying for themselves. A lot of people don't feel like they should be praying for themselves. They feel like prayer is only for other people and that they're not worthy of asking for anything. They're not worthy of any blessing, so they don't ask and they don't expect to receive. Another reason why prayers for yourself go unanswered is because people feel guilty about asking for certain things. They might feel guilty about asking for more money when there's plenty of people out there who don't have any money. They feel guilty about asking for what they think are frivolous things when there are people out there starving and struggling, so they don't feel like they should receive anything. Another reason why people don't receive answers to prayer is that they believe that God is separate from them, that's not a part of them. They feel like they're a worthless human being who's just going to die and then that's it. They're going to go to dust or they're going to go to heaven, but that's of the mercy of God. And they feel like they're powerless and that they're unimportant and they don't recognize the spiritual gifts that they have as a human. And one of those spiritual gifts is to be able to pray and get what you want. All humans have been given this gift, whether they know it or not. So let me show you how to use that spiritual gift that you've got. Let me show you how to pray to get exactly what you want. So here is my formula for the most effective way to pray. Number one, you have to decide what you want, and it has to be something specific. No more praying that God is with you or that you feel the blessings or any of that stuff. You need to decide what specific thing you want and you need to clarify it. Put in as much detail as you possibly can. Number two, you need to decide that you are going to see the answer to prayer materialize in your physical reality. It's going to manifest in your physical reality. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. What's the point in praying if you don't even think you're going to see it in the future? You need to assume that you are going to get the answer, because whatever you assume comes true. That is the secret of prayer. It's all based on assumptions. So you need to get your assumptions in the right place. Number three, you need to use your spiritual gifts. This is the time to use it. Your spiritual gift is called your imagination. Imagination is not just for kids playing dress up and pretending to be a certain job. Imagination is for everybody. This is the way that we use our God-given powers. To be able to imagine that you have the thing you want is to create the thing you want. want. This is how things are created, by using your imagination. You don't physically create them, but they are activated using the power of your imagination, which is God's power that you have as a human. And to do this, you need to imagine that you already have the thing that you want, and use as many of your five senses as you possibly can to imagine that you already have what you want. And I'll give you a great example of this in a minute. Number four, you need to expect to see it materialize. You need to expect that you are going to see it. So you need to keep it in the back of your mind and wonder, oh, is this the day when I'm going to see that thing that I wanted? Remember, desires are promises. So you've been promised that you will receive the thing that you decided you wanted, you expected it to happen, you've imagined you've already got it, and therefore it's been promised to you. So you need to be asking yourself, where is it? I know it's coming. But when is it coming, and where is it coming from? This is the fun of life, is not knowing the answers to those two questions, but you can be certain that it is coming. Now, I have a great example, a great story to share with you by Greg Braden about how to pray the right way to get exactly what you want. So here's what Greg said. Back in the early 90s, I was living in the high desert of northern New Mexico. This was during one of the worst droughts that the Southwest had ever recorded. The elders in the native pueblos said that as far back as they could remember, they'd never gone so long without rain. David, a native friend of mine from one of those nearby pueblos, called me one summer morning and asked if I wanted to join him in visiting a place his ancestors had built where he could pray for rain. And I agreed. And soon we were hiking through hundreds of acres of high desert sage. He led me to a place where there was a stone circle that reminded me of a medicine wheel. Each stone had been placed precisely by the hands of his ancestors long ago. I had an expectation of what I thought I was going to see, but my friend simply removed his hiking boots, then stepped with his naked feet into the stone circle. The first thing he did was to honour all of its ancestors. Then he held his hands in a prayer position in front of his chest and turned his back to me and closed his eyes. Less than a minute later, he turned around and said, "I'm hungry, let's go and get a bite to eat." Surprised, I said, "I thought you came here to pray for rain." I had been expecting to see some of the chanting and dancing, and he looked at me and said, "No, if I prayed for rain, the rain would never happen." When I asked him why, he said, "It's because the moment you pray for something to occur, you've just acknowledged that it's not existing in that moment, and you may actually be denying the very thing that you'd like to bring forward in your prayers." And Greg said, "Well, if you didn't pray for rain just now when you closed your eyes, what did you do?" And he said, "When I closed my eyes, I felt the feeling of what it feels like after there's been so much rain that I can stand with my naked feet in the mud of my pueblo village. I smelled the smells of rainwater rolling off the earthen walls of our home, and I felt what it feels like to walk through a field of corn that is chest high because of all that rain that's fallen. In that way, I plant a seed for the possibility of that rain, and I give thanks of gratitude and appreciation." And I said, "You mean gratitude for the rain that you've created?" And he said, "No, we don't create the rain. I'm giving thanks of gratitude and appreciation for the opportunity to commune with the forces of creation." So basically, he's saying that he, as a human, didn't create the rain, but he is communicating directly with that power that does create the rain. And that's his own personal belief and opinion. But the message from this story is that you don't pray for something to happen in the future. So you don't sit there and say, "I pray for the healing in this lady." You experience in your imagination that the healing has already happened. So how do you do this specifically? So this is how I pray and get exactly what I want. Whether I'm praying for somebody else or whether I'm just praying for myself, I pray in exactly the same way. And usually I know what I want myself because I have my own desires, and I just decide what I want, so it's easier to pray for myself. When it comes to praying for other people and I see somebody struggling, then I often try and find out exactly what they want, because in the past when I've tried to assume that I know what they want, it's turned out to be completely wrong and they actually want something else. And the only time that I don't pray for the very specific thing that somebody wants is if I feel like they aren't really aware of how powerful prayer is and they're not asking for enough and they're holding themselves back because maybe they don't feel worthy, maybe they feel too humble to ask for such big things, or maybe they're doubting that big things would ever happen. So in those cases, I would pray for more. So if somebody was struggling with a health complaint and they said, I want prayer that I have a relief from my health complaint at the weekend because I've got this special event to go to, and I'm thinking in my head, she doesn't realize that she can get complete healing from this health complaint. It doesn't need to be just at the weekend. So I will then pray for something bigger for my friend if I get a general gist of it, what it is they actually want. So when I've decided what it is I want to pray for, I remind myself how powerful prayer is. And then I imagine a conversation where my friend has told me that they no longer have the struggle that they previously had, or they have the exact result that they wanted. And the reason why I always imagine a conversation is because it's often very difficult to imagine that somebody has been healed when you can't see inside their body. So a lot of things that involve prayer, you can't actually see with your eyes. So it's very difficult to imagine them with your senses. You can't see that somebody's healed. Sometimes you can see that somebody's healed, but most often than not, you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at them. So it's much easier to imagine a conversation because you can also get very specific with a conversation. You can imagine exact words which mean an exact thing. So you can imagine somebody else telling you that they are now healed, and that means something very specific. It means a lot more than just looking at somebody and thinking they look very healthy. That doesn't necessarily mean they've been healed. So the conversation is very specific, very direct, very very accurate, and very, very powerful. So that is the way in which I pray, is often through imagining a conversation. And even when it comes to praying for myself, I will also imagine a conversation with somebody else, but I imagine that I am telling somebody else that I now have the results that I want, and it works both ways. Then I get into the place of expectancy and certainty. I know that I am going to get an answer to my prayer because my imagination is God's power, and our imagination creates things as long as I am certain about what I want. Here's some mistakes to avoid when it comes to prayer. Don't beg for the thing you want. You don't need to beg. You don't need to say, please, please, God, please give me the thing you want. I promise I will do this. I promise I will do that. You don't need to do any of that stuff. You don't even need to ask. A lot of people like to ask. They like to be polite, and that's because they think of God as something separate from them. But when you think of, we are all connected, we are all God, we are all one, we are all one mind, you don't need to ask yourself for permission. You just simply decide and you take. You take it in your imagination. There is nobody and nothing that can stop you from imagining what you want to imagine. You can literally be anywhere or do anything in your imagination. You don't need to ask for permission to imagine something. And there's a reason why we've been given that imagination. We don't need to ask for permission to access our imagination. Our imagination is what creates. A lot of people will still want to ask God for permission to do something, or ask God for help to do something, and they will never be able to get their head around the fact that we are all one. They will never come to that realization, and that's okay as well, because your belief system is what creates. Your assumptions is what creates. So if you believe that to get results you have to ask God for help, as long as you imagine that you have what you want, it doesn't matter whether you've just decided that you have what you want or whether you've asked God for what you wanted. As long as you imagine you have it, that is what will give you the results. But it's really not necessary to ask for something that you want, because you have God's power directly, because you are one with God and your consciousness is God's consciousness. Another mistake people make is to drone on and on and on. Your prayers don't need to be long. The shorter, the better. As long as you don't contradict them, it doesn't matter how short they are, they're still effective. It's your imagination that creates, not how many times you ask for something. Another thing is, don't feel like you have to pray every single day religiously. Don't feel like you have to wake up and say your prayers, or say your prayers before you go to bed. It's not an insurance policy. That's not the point of prayer. Because we have God's consciousness, our thoughts come directly from God, and our conscious thoughts go directly to God. It's just one circle. So every thought you think goes to God, and everything that comes into your life comes from God. So you can think of it as a two-way communication thing. You can think of it like speaking to a friend if you like, but really it's so much deeper than that. It's, you're always in direct communication because you can't be apart from yourself. You're always with yourself. And that's why God always hears you, because God is you, is inside you and is part of you. You are part of God. You're all one. Another mistake people make is that they use language that they wouldn't use in everyday conversation. They try and make their prayers very formal, using all of this religious language, and there's absolutely no need for any of that. The best way to think thoughts is with your own thoughts. Just in the way that you would talk to a friend, that's the best way to think a thought and to pray a prayer. Another thing is, you don't need to end your prayers by saying something like, in Jesus' name. This is something that comes directly from the Bible, and a lot of people think, I need to pray this magic prayer, these magic words, and if I say the magic words in Jesus' name, then it will make the prayer happen. It will cast the spell, so to speak. But that's not what the Bible was getting at. When it said, in my name, it meant in my spirit, in my likeness, and that means in my imagination. You immerse yourself in it by imagining that you have what you want. So you pray for something in my name, it means you pray for something in my imagination. You actually experience it in your imagination, and that is what activates the prayer, not by saying magic words. The only magic thing is your imagination. And if you don't believe me that this works, then try and put it to the test. I suggest you put it to the test with something that you're not really too concerned about, you're not really bothered about, but it would be really nice to have. Imagine that you have received a bunch of flowers, or imagine that somebody has given you a box of chocolates, or imagine that somebody's given you a compliment today, a specific compliment. Somebody said, I really like the outfit you're wearing today, I like your hair, your face looks really nice today. Imagine a specific compliment that you want to receive, and imagine you've already had it, or imagine telling somebody that you had a compliment. You could tell somebody, oh, it was really interesting today, somebody gave me a compliment on my outfit. So that's how you activate your prayer. Put it to the test, that is a prayer, and within the next 2 weeks, you should see your manifestation activate. I say 2 weeks because these type of manifestations usually happen very quickly, and that's because you don't have any resistance to it and you're not going to contradict it and block it. And also, if I tell you it will happen within 2 weeks, you're more than likely going to believe me and get that in your imagination, and you're going to imagine that you are receiving a compliment within 2 weeks. And because you've imagined it within 2 weeks, then it probably will happen within 2 weeks. It's not that I can predict any timescales. There aren't any timescales attached to anything. You actually don't know when something's going to happen, but in my experience, things happen sooner rather than later if you aren't desperate to receive it into your life and you haven't blocked it by saying it's not going to happen. Because if you think about it, every word that you say to somebody else is also a prayer, because God can hear it. Not that God has ears, but because we are God and part of God, God hears everything. So when you are talking to a friend and you are telling somebody that something's not going to happen in the future, or something bad is going to happen in the future, that is actually a prayer. You are praying for that thing because you have imagined that something bad is going to happen in the future because you're telling a friend. So you wouldn't be telling them something if it hadn't already come from your imagination. So think about that next time you're having a conversation with somebody, that your conversations with other people are also prayers. And you can use prayers to get anything you want. You can pray for very specific things. The most powerful prayer that I ever prayed was a prayer of being able to live the perfect day, the day that I really wanted. And there were so many things that I wanted, and I prayed for them all, and they all happened. And there's details in the description below about how I did that. Another word for prayer is manifestation. I know a lot of people who are into prayer don't like the word manifestation, but it, to me, it means a very similar thing. If I tell somebody I'm going to pray for them, it means I'm going to manifest for them. If I say to myself, I'm going to pray for myself, it means I'm going to manifest for myself. I don't usually use the word prayer when I'm talking about being grateful or noticing that something bad has happened, because I like to think of prayer as activating my spiritual powers, which is my imagination. And when I'm feeling grateful for something that's already happened, I'm not necessarily using my imagination. And when I'm recognizing that something bad has happened, again, I'm not usually using my imagination. If I'm grateful for something that I want to happen in the future, that is a prayer, because I am activating my imagination. Again, if I'm feeling bad that I have done something wrong, and then I beat myself up and say, I'm always doing these things, That is using my imagination because I'm assuming that I'm going to keep doing these things in the future. So that is a prayer. So to me, a prayer is anything where you've involved your imagination and you are projecting something into the future that you want to happen, or even you don't want to happen, because it works both ways. You can pray for negative things as well as positive, but hopefully you'll become more aware of your thoughts and you will start to pray for positive things in your life rather than negative things. So if you want to learn more about the power of prayer, or about how to manifest what you want, which is another way to say prayer, then go and check out my video, What is Manifestation? And that explains it all in great detail. And that should pop up on the screen right now. If you'd like to see more videos like this, please like this video. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.